brain, would you stop picking at them eggs?
One must chew one's food.
One doesn't have to chew eggs. You just let them slide down your throat. Come on, we're going to be late for the sale.
Devil, will you please calm down? Don't get your apron in an uproar.
Well, I just can't stand it when a sale starts without me.
Hello? Arnold, George, what's up?
Well, just hang up on him.
What?
Well, just tell him no, whatever it is. No!
George, listen, don't do a thing. I'll be right down. But what could I say? It's an emergency.
We're not going to go to that sleepwear sale.
Thelma, listen, 6 inches have to be cut out of my column. Now, I'm not going to let that George Harris do it. It would make no sense at all when he got through with it.
Well, who'd ever know the difference? Nobody reads that measly little paper.
Measly? That paper goes to every house in Raytown.
Oh, well, sure. They throw it on your porch whether you want it or not. All it does is lay out there and tip off the burglars that nobody's home.
Well, fine. Calling my life's work measly. Is that the message for this morning?
Everybody lets me down. All my kids, my inconsiderate husband, God rest his soul, and now you, my own sister, I can't count on anybody to take me anywhere.
I am sorry, Thelma.
Well, swell. Another hoop-dee-doo day at home.
Listen, if you're looking for something to do, this would be a perfect opportunity for you to clear all those old boxes of junk out of my studio.
Well, I can't do that till the kids come over and tell me what they want to keep.
Thelma, you have been saying that for a solid year, ever since I moved in here. Now, listen, I am getting tired crawling over those boxes to get to my desk to write my book.
Oh, you and that book. You ain't never gonna write a book.
I wish you would stop saying that. I tell you, there is a book in me.
It's gonna stay in there, too.
Listen, either you get rid of those boxes, or you stand in grave danger of losing a paying guest.
Oh, well, who the hell cares who asked you to move in here in the first place?
Well, you did. You whined and whimpered about being a woman rattling around alone in this old house.
You moved in here because you didn't have the guts to live alone after Mama died. You came over here blubbering about what a lonely old maid you were.
Oh, just let me out here. It's no wonder your children stay away in droves.
Well, they do not. Vinton comes over here a lot.
Yes, especially this last year since his wife ran out on him. And I notice he always arrives with a big bag of laundry. Seems to get here right around mealtime.
Howdy-ho, Aunt Fran. Hi, Mama.
You're a little late, Vint. We ate already.
Hi, Aunt Fran.
Hello, kid.
Hi. Don't have time to wrap.
Yeah.
Well, don't just stand there letting every fly in the neighborhood in. Come on. Hello, Sonia. Turning into a real pretty girl. Well, Buzz, I believe you've gotten taller behind my back.
Sorry.
I guess the next time I see you, you're going to have a gray beard.
Well, I got a feeling you're going to be seeing a lot more of me.
Oh, Mama, want your bag of walnuts.
Well, that's just what I need.
Oh, and this here's just a bag of laundry I brought over in case you felt like tossing it in with the rest of your stuff.
Well, let's see if we can't find a home for these walnuts. Come on, Sonia. Come on. Just what I need, some more nuts in this house. And just put those in the pantry for me for now, darling. Thank you very much.
Oh, Mom called last week. She's working at a nightclub in Las Vegas.
Well, you're kidding me. Did she actually get a job as a showgirl?
Oh, no, she's just a cocktail waitress.
Oh, well, good. I guess Aunt Margaret can sleep tonight.
Mama, can I have a cup of coffee?
Yeah, sure, darling. There's a cup right there by the sink.
You know, Mama, me and my friend Claude have put a little money into chinchillas. It's an investment.
Well, why don't you and that Claude just throw all your money down the drain and have done with it?
No, this is going to pay off real good just as soon as they start breeding. It's just that I'm in kind of a rough patch at the moment.
How rough is this patch?
Pretty rough. We've been kicked out of our house.
What?
It's not that bad, Mama. Some men just came by with a notice from the sheriff, and they very politely asked us to leave. We walked out very calmly, and we can haul out the furniture at our leisure.
Anytime today.
Well, good Lord, how could this happen?
Well, it all kind of crept up on me.
But do something.
Well, it's all over, Grandma. They're auctioning off the house tomorrow.
Buzz, I can handle this. Now go wait in the living room. Go on, go on.
Well, just where do you and them kids plan on living while you're waiting for your chinchillas to hatch?
Well, I thought we could sort of bunk in here for a while.
Here?
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, it's just till I get back on my feet, Mama, and I could pay some rent.
Well, now, you just slow down here, man.
Mama, those kids need guidance. They need your motherly advice and your home-cooked meals and your discipline. I can't handle them.
Well, I warned you that ding-a-ling wife of yours was going to run out on you one day. Lord, I knew the minute I laid eyes on that woman, she wasn't paddling with both oars in the water.
I guess I did make a mistake marrying Mitzi.
Well, you're always rushing into things without thinking.
Yeah, I know, Mama.
And you tend to be ungrateful and back-talky, and I just won't have that no more.
I won't be bad, Mama.
You sure?
You won't even know we're here.
Well, all right. Just for a little while now.
Kids, we're moving in.
All right.
Just for a little while now.
I can sleep in the rec room in the basement.
Yeah, I guess we could fix up the attic room for Buzz.
Yeah, and Sonya can have Eunice and Ellen's old bedroom.
Well, yeah, that'll be fine. Well, no, she can't have Eunice and Ellen's old room. That's Fran's studio now. Well, she's just going to have to sleep on the sofa.
Dad, you said I could have my own room.
Mama, why don't you just ask your granddaughter to sleep out in the street?
Well, maybe Fran wouldn't mind, but just for a little while now. Now, don't be messing up that shelf. That's Fran's shelf.
Well, how soon is Aunt Fran going to be back?
Too soon.
I need a coat.
I need a beer. The only way I'm going to keep from going crazy around here is to stay half lit. Ellen, you make sure that you get everything that you want.
I will, Mama.
All right, because all the rest of it's going to go to the Little Sisters of the Poor. They keep calling me. I don't know how they got my number.
Why, you had to drag me over for this. I am late for a pedicure because this can't wait. What is the big rush?
The big rush is Vint needs the room.
As long as I can remember, little Vint has been disrupting my life. And may I ask, where is dear sister Eunice during this great emergency clean-up?
Well, she and Ed are at a hardware convention in Tulsa.
Well, I suppose I should thank the Lord for small favors. Mama, look at this. It's my old composition book. English B3. Oh, what I want to be when I grow up, by Ellen Harper. I want to be a famous movie star and author and one of the richest women in the world.
None out of three ain't bad. Well, Ben, be careful. Good Lord. Good Lord, you crazy fool. One of these days you're going to break your neck.
I'm fine.
Look at you. Get this stuff
I'll
up off
it,
the
get
floor.
It,
all right, well, pick it up. Well, Buzz, slow down. Oh. Buzz, don't you where you're going here now. Where
right.
are you going? Down to the basement?
Yeah.
All right, take it easy now.
I got it.
Okay.
All right.
Don't hurt yourself now. Well, now, wait a minute. What's that you're putting on my stove?
Well, that's just some butterfly larvae for biology class.
Well, you can't leave them there.
But they pupate a lot faster there.
Well, whatever that is, it ain't gonna happen on the top of my stove.
But they're happy where it's nice and warm.
Well, they'll be just as happy down in the basement. Now, you just move the rakes and shovels and put them down there by the hot water heater. They can pupate to their heart's content.
Where do I put the rakes and the shovels?
Well, I don't care, Buzz. Just put them anywhere. The rakes and the shovels don't care where they are. Just as long as they're together, they're happy.
Get that deer bed next. Oh!
Dad says you can use his vacuum for a spare. Where do you want it?
Upstairs in your bedroom closet, so it'll be nice and handy when you dust and vacuum up there every Saturday.
Grandma, I'm allergic to dust.
Well, if you do your job right, darling, there won't be any dust to be allergic to.
I'm surprised at Aunt Friend letting someone take away her precious studio.
Well, I haven't told her yet.
You haven't told her?
Well, I gotta think of exactly the right words.
How about, Fran, I shafted you? Just hope I'm out of here before she gets home.
Yoo-hoo!
What in the world is that?
Well, it's Naomi, that wild woman from next door. Good Lord, why did I get up this morning?
Hey,
I heard you the first time.
Listen, I'm sorry, but when a person is fed up, they are fed up, and I'm fed up. Now, I want you to take care of this situation for me right this very minute.
Come back tomorrow.
It's about your elm tree.
Well, what's it doing now?
Same thing it's always doing. It's dripping sap all over my car.
Well, help yourself to a beer.
Thank you.
If you don't want it dripping on your damn car, then you ought not to park under my tree.
Listen, I have a right to park my own car in my own driveway. It's your responsibility to prune those branches off your tree. If you're not going to pay any attention to me, I'm just going to have to take it to the small claims court.
Well, take it to the Supreme Court for all I care. They can always work in one more lunatic.
Honey, I'm going to look like a lunatic driving around in an automobile all covered with goo. And it does not come off the car wash either. I'm going to have it hand washed, and I expect you to pick up the check.
I don't have time for this right now. My entire house is being turned upside down.
Well, I can't help that. I'm supposed to pick up a girlfriend of mine at the airport tonight. I haven't seen her since high school, and I'm not driving up in a sap-covered car.
Well, for all I care, you can drive up in a hay wagon.
Mama, would you open the basement
door? Look, Ben, watch what you're doing.
Vent? Benton Harper? Why, as I live and breathe.
Why, Naomi Oates. How you been?
Oh, fine. How you been, Vince?
Just fine.
You devil, what is the matter with you? Well, I've lived right across the way from your mama here for ages. You never come over to say hi to me.
Well, I wouldn't want to take up the time of the head cheerleader of Edgar Allan Poe High School.
Oh, that's water under the bridge, isn't it, Vince? Honey, I hung up my pom-poms years ago. Let me help you up out of that bottle.
Thanks. Jay, you look like you still got the same old pep.
Well.
Hey, you remember? Go, go, go! Edgar Allan Poe!
You bet I remember. Hold this beer. Oh,
give us a cheer.
We will leave them weak and weary. We will give them midnight dreary.
Will they ever top our score? Hope for England nevermore!
If we're going to be staying here a while, can I put my end down?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Oh, Naomi, this is my son, Buzz.
You're kidding me. This handsome boy is your kid?
Yeah.
Chip off the old block, right, Ben?
Well, we can all have a weenie roast later. Right now, there's work to be done.
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
Oh, me and my kids are moving in with Mama for a while.
Moving in?
Yeah.
You mean I'm going to have you two hunks living right next door to me now?
Buzz, go carry something in or out or upstairs.
Got you, Dad.
See you around.
Did you care to sit down?
Thank you.
Oh, here's your beer.
Nice.
You know something, Naomi?
What?
You know something? I had quite a crush on you in high school.
You did, Vin? Well, why didn't you say something about it at the time? I could have squeezed you in someplace.
Naomi, ain't you gotta go call your lawyer or something?
Well, maybe I'm not gonna have to now, Miss Harper. Maybe this great big handsome son of yours can take care of those branches for me now. Listen, Vin, maybe you and I should go out and play one night next week.
That is, if your mama's going to let you out of the house. Don't be a stranger now.
Bye-bye.
Don't just stand there angry, stranger. There's work to be done.
Mama, you got a tree you want pruned?
I certainly do not. I got a tree she wants pruned. Now put the damn bear down and get this mattress out of the middle of my floor. Sonia, you got any idea what you... Well, never mind. What are you doing here?
I'm taking this upstairs.
All right, up your room. Can we get the mattress out of the
well,
middle of my floor?
Hello, all. What's going on?
Fran,
foot.
I've got to go get a mop.
Come on, let's get this mattress down to the basement.
What do you mean, mattress down? Ben, why are you taking... Well, for heaven's sake... Honey, Sonia, why are you carrying that big thing in here? Ellen, what? What is going on here?
Fred, Mama has some bad news and some good news for you. The bad news is... there isn't any good news.
Well, Fett lost the house, and he and the kids have been thrown out on the street.
So
they're going to live with us here for a while. That's what's so.
No, Thelma. This house is not big enough for all those people. Now, I have to have my privacy.
Well, you still got your own bedroom.
Well, what about my studio?
This is my house, and I can take in whoever I want.
Yes! You have just made that abundantly clear. Yanking my workspace right out from under my feet.
You don't need that damn studio. Oh. For 20 years, you've been sitting on that book like a hen trying to lay an egg.
For your education, miss, I have finished the first 3 chapters.
Hey, Grandma, what do I do with this junk I found in my room?
What junk?
I don't know. It looks like some kind of a story or something. Gladiola said hush to her confused mind as the senator's strong, primitive body slowly crushed her to the ground.
Well, how did this slut get into my house?
That is my book!
Well, that's hot stuff, Aunt Fran.
You mean you really have been writing?
First they move in. Then they take away my studio. Now they have violated my life's work. Well, I'm sorry, Thelma, but while your precious family is unpacking, your little baby sister will be packing, because I am living.
Now, Franny, don't do this.
You leave me no choice.
Well, just go ahead, then. It'll mean less work for me.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, you ain't gonna be able to find an apartment tonight.
Well, then I will just look through the classified ads the first thing in the morning.
Fine.
Well, now I don't know whether to go grab a bite or what.
But it's silly of you not to eat here.
I guess it is. I am kind of hungry. Well, I guess I could set the table.
Fine. Sonia, supper! Buzz, Ben, wash up. Supper's ready.
Okay, Mom.
All right, now, Thelma, it's just this one last supper. And then first thing in the morning, I'm leaving.
Fine.
Oh, wait a minute. Tomorrow's Sunday, isn't it?
All day.
Oh, well, I couldn't leave on Sunday. I'll have to leave on Monday. I will leave first thing Monday morning.
Fine.
Oh, but Monday. Monday, I've got that big story I have to cover for the paper. Good Lord, I couldn't look for an apartment in the middle of all that pressure, Thelma.
Well, then you can leave on Tuesday.
Fine.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, I'm
hungry. Oh, well, now, let's see. Vince, you sit right up here. Right. Buzz, you sit right next to me. Franny sits there. That's fine. Sonia.
After supper, can I read the rest of your book?
You most certainly may not. You're too young to be reading that smut.
It is not smut, Thelma. The section the child read was taken totally out of context.
If I'd have known that that kind of trash was being written up in that studio, I'd have put a stop to it a long time ago. Well,
somebody pass the salad.
Take the damn salad. What the hell kind of thing is that?